Trump Saves the Day, version 3, by Robert Cooperman, read by Charles Rammelkamp. Kelly dragged me onto Marine One, another sicko shooting up a high school in Northern Virginia. Think of the PR possibilities, my traitorous chief of staff cooed, to send me in against a crazed kid with an AK-15 so he could declare himself dictator-in-chief and have Melania. When he yanked me to the side door, I made a neat scissors move to send him reeling into the building and nodded to a Marine to toss in a handgun, then ordered the other Marines to block the door so smart-ass General Kelly couldn't get out. Shots ricocheted like an arcade game, and just as I was about to order another Marine to take Kelly's place, the bastard saluted with his piece and pointed that the kid was dead. I told him to keep his yap shut at the press conference and crowed how I'd stormed like Teddy Roosevelt in Puerto Rico or the Philippines or wherever. Man, it feels great to be such a big hero. Even better than two scoops of ice cream when everyone else is getting just one.